Western New York, Mark Simone on WOR.
Well, we got a big hour, lots to talk about. Bill O'Reilly will be with us a little later. We'll get to all of this stuff in Washington. The president now tweeting out, asking Hillary to enter the race. I think this could become the big issue, the corruption, the tremendous corruption. The swamp didn't realize. I mean, they're trying to take out Donald Trump. They tried everything. They would love to impeach him. The entire swamp, Republicans, Democrats, they would love to impeach him, get this nightmare over with. The nightmare for them is he's disrupting their normal business, which is Hunter Biden-ish sort of put the family on the payroll of corporations for millions of dollars. They all do this stuff. It's a big, big part of the swamp. Donald Trump exposing all of this. Why is he going so crazy now? He smells blood. He's like a shark who smells blood in the water. That's why he's going to keep going on this. This could be what 2020 comes down to. Corruption. Starting to expose all of this. Everybody was waiting for him to get to it, but now they kind of forced his hand. There's nothing but corruption. It's not even illegal, believe it or not, because the swamp controls the laws. They set the laws. It's not illegal for Hunter Biden to go around the world collecting literally over $1.5 billion to put in his own pocket.
See, he didn't break the law.
This goes on and on. They all do. Look at Pelosi. Her brother gets a brother-in-law gets a $1 billion contract to build a solar power plant in the middle of a desert, even though he doesn't know how to do that. Her son is now in trouble. He was doing a Hunter Biden kind of deal with some guys, and it turns out they're criminals. They've now been restricted by the SEC from trading anymore. SEC after them. They all do this. There's a couple of things they do. One, they all put the relatives on the payroll of a big corporation. Can't come to the politician, the senator, the vice president, and just give them millions of dollars in exchange for legislation or favorable treatment. But in a massive coincidence, they could put their brother on the payroll. They could hire their uncle, their cousin, their wife, their brother for millions and millions of dollars. You know, when you go on the big corporate boards, you don't get paid $50,000 a month. Nobody gets paid $50,000 a month to be on the board of a big corporation. The best you get is you get a yearly fee at some of them, and you're lucky if that's $50,000. But mostly what you get, even if you're the biggest name in the world and you go on the board of Apple, all you really get is, you know, you get to use the company jet when you need it once in a while. You can use the company apartment in New York. Those are the only perks they throw in there. You don't get $50,000 and then that becomes $83,000 a month. And also there's a $3 million payment. No board does that. So how do you explain this? And again, you got to wonder, why did the whole American news media shut down and go to sleep? Why aren't they camped out in front of Hunter Biden's house? They would be if it were Republican. Why aren't they on the phone with the campaign saying, we demand an answer? How did Hunter Biden get that job? Tell us exactly what he did for the company and how much he worked. When did he work? What hours did he work? How often did he go over there?
That's going to be a great story.
It would be the most incredible. It would be, if the kid's last name were Trump, it would be the front page of the New York Times every day for a month. They would be calling the campaign. How did he go on the board of a Ukrainian company when he didn't even speak the language? How would he even understand the board meeting? Did he actually go to a board meeting? If this were anybody else, they'd be asked these questions. You notice Hunter Biden is, there's no reporter in the world looking to question Hunter Biden. Why? Why no questions? Because that way they can say, there's no evidence of wrongdoing. Yeah, because there's been no investigation. That's why there's no evidence. They can also say, the same thing about Joe Biden. Why isn't anybody asking Joe Biden anything?
Well, they did, but he got a little nasty about it.
Well, there was that one ABC report where they asked, they saw him on the street and he just
no conflict
away.
Of interest.
No conflict. There couldn't be more of a conflict of interest. He's in serious violation of the U.S. government ethics office rules, which says you can't even have the appearance of a conflict of interest. Obviously, this is a serious violation of that.
I don't see any appearances there. No appearances here.
All right. Now, the other thing they do, if they can't get their relative on the payroll, the other thing they do, and there's a lot of them that do this in Congress, they form a fake foundation.
Yeah.
The Clintons obviously were doing this on steroids, $1 billion into this fake foundation, but they all do it. Elijah Cummings has set up a foundation. And he's just an example. Millions of them do it. Men, women, Republicans, Democrats, they all do this. But Cummings has a foundation where a few million was put in the foundation. And what did they? What kind of work do they do in this foundation? You know, they always call it the Fight for Freedom Foundation or something. One of the things they did was they decided to hire Mrs. Cummings as a consultant at $250,000 a year for Mrs. Cummings. Because when you need a consultant, Mrs. Elijah Cummings is who you go to.
And so, nobody had a problem with that one either.
Nobody even looks at this. This goes, it's not just him. There's a lot of them that do this. So I think this becomes the 2020 campaign theme. I think Trump starts to bring this out. Pelosi's been caught insider trading. Pelosi got every member of the family. Look at her husband, how many billion-dollar contracts he's gotten from the government. It's all, you know, Harry Reid, broken-down guy from Nevada, former boxer, gets elected to the Congress. Harry Reid's got $1.50. Goes to work in Congress, makes $150,000 a year. He leaves with $55 million. Now, how do you explain that?
Good investment. Warren, no wrongdoing.
Warren Buffett didn't increase his investments that much. So there's no evidence of wrongdoing. And let me just point out, there's no evidence of wrongdoing on his part. You know why? Because nobody ever asked anything. Nobody ever said a word, asked a question, did any investigation. Can you imagine you got to go to Ukraine and get them to investigate Biden? Because nobody will do it here. So this is going to be the 2020 race. The president calling on Hillary Clinton to please run because she's the poster boy for this stuff, this crap. Now, if she wants to run, it means you got to hire a staff. You got to fix that little alcohol problem. You got to stop fainting, passing out, coughing for an hour and a half.
You don't see this really happening.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, this old Norma Desmond, the Sunset Boulevard old woman, this is a chance to get back into movies. Yeah, she feels she's entitled to the White House.
It looks like she wants to get in.
She wants to get in. Look at her all over the place. You know, all these creepy characters, these swamp characters. Look at this Mitt Romney, this slimy Mitt Romney. He may run for the Democratic nomination. You never know. So I love when you see these news reports about Syria. Even Republicans are questioning Donald Trump. Then they bring you Mitt Romney. He's a Republican, like Elizabeth Warren's an Indian.
No, McConnell was critical of this.
Yeah, McConnell is very critical. This is a swamp thing. Now, I'm not smart enough on foreign policy to really know which is right, which is wrong, but I see both sides on this. The swamp thing is you leave troops there. You leave troops there forever. You never pull out of any place. We stay in Iraq forever. We stay in Korea for 75 years. We're still in Germany 100 years later. We don't leave. That's the swamp thinking. And all the swamp characters, McConnell, Lindsey Graham, Nikki Haley, Romney, this is swamp think. You must stay there. You can't leave. Now, Trump campaigned. One of the campaign promises was that he would not do this anymore. Second, things were done. Second operations were over. Our troops come out. That's no endless wars. No permanent troops stationed in these countries. He campaigned on that. It was a campaign promise. So that's what he's up to here. Now, people will say, but you can't do this to the Kurds. They were our allies. They were loyal to us. You can't turn your back on them. Now, his argument is, we paid them billions of dollars to do the fighting for us. They weren't really our loyal allies. They can't stand us either. They were basically employees we were paying a ton of money to, and they did the job. So he's going to pull out. He may be right, I don't know, but he claims that he's got some sort of agreement with Turkey. They're about to go in, launch these operations, so they won't slaughter all these Kurds. Apparently the Kurds knew this was coming for months and months and months. They knew about this Turkish operation and that the U.S. would pull out. So they knew this was coming. They were trying to stop the U.S. from pulling out. And by the way, when you say pulling out, it's 1,000 troops. Syria is a country of 18 million people. I think if they needed to defend themselves, they're not entirely dependent on our 1,000 troops.
Yeah, but there's a lot of military equipment that's there and at hand.
Yeah, but it's still there. And again, they can buy all the military equipment they want. We'll even train them. You know, when you buy that military equipment, we train you on how to use it. Right in the actual battle lines, we had 50 troops. I think they can live without our 50 troops. Here's the real problem, though. This is the real serious part of this. Is in all of that operation against ISIS and that defeating that caliphate, we locked up 20,000 ISIS prisoners. They are being held there. The Kurds are guarding them. If the Turks come in, what happens to those 20,000? That was part of this whole battle. They wanted us to take the 20,000 ISIS prisoners. And if it was for the swamp, we would take them. We would be holding these 20,000 ISIS prisoners, risking our troops' lives to guard them wherever the hell we were holding them. So we're not going to do that. Now, what happens to those 20,000 ISIS fighters? You don't want to release them back into the world.
Yeah, well, what's going to happen?
I don't know. That could be a problem. They could get released back into the world. That's the main problem. Turkey could go in there and in their massive, whatever the hell they're doing, slaughter all those troops. I think we could live with that,
okay,
right?
Okay, yeah, look the other way on that one.
Yeah, we could look the other way on that one. So that's the only thing to worry about here, those 20,000 ISIS prisoners. What do we do with them? They had been pushing for us to take them for years. If that were Barack Obama or Mitch McConnell or swamp people, Nikki Haley, of course we would take them.
They'd be at Guantanamo right now.
No, we can't go. Guantanamo only holds a couple thousand. No, they'd be. We'd have to set up camps around New York.
Rikers Island.
Yeah. No. It'd be Westchester. Connecticut. You'd have these ISIS fighters being held everywhere. We'd set up camps around the world. So the president, again, you may not like it. You may not agree with it. Yesterday, you recall, I was against the president's decision.
Yes. Now you're in favor?
I think now I'm in favor because I'm the smartest people on earth, the Lou Dobbs smartest type of people on earth, agree with him. And the people I would trust the least in the world, Mitt Romney, Lindsey Graham, Nikki Haley, real swamp people, are against him. So
I think Ed Rollins didn't think it was a wise decision either.
No. Ed Rollins was different. Ed Rollins didn't disagree with the president. He was being very politically practical. And he said, you're creating yourself a problem because you're going against the swamp Republicans like Mitch McConnell right now when you need them to defend you if there's an impeachment.
Uh-huh, yeah, okay.
So that was Ed Rollins' point, is you shouldn't really antagonize these people at this moment. If you watch him, he was debating Lou Dobbs last night, and Dobbs kept saying, to hell with that. Do this on principle. And Rollins kept saying, yeah, but you got to be practical and think of the political implication. And he said, forget politics, just do this on principle. But that's the way Donald Trump is. He's fearless at this stuff. Strategically, for his own political interests, it would be better now not to do this.
You have to wonder about his decision-making process. I mean, this is all him, the great superior, whatever he said in that tweet, the great and powerful, what was his tweet? About the great and just, excellent.
That's a joke. He's joking. He's being cute. He's being funny. But I've watched him for 30 years do this stuff, and that's the way he is. He's fearless. If it's the right thing to do, but it's a little dangerous, it's a little risky, he'll still do it. There's a quote.
Sometimes it seems like if everybody wants him to do something, he'll do the opposite.
Yeah, if he's right. He'll go with his gut, go with his instinct. There's a quote he used to use, I took it from him. It's a great quote. It's Mario Andretti said it. He said, if everything is under control, it just means you're not going fast enough. Just think
okay. We're going fast enough.
Okay. Just think about that. Hey, the other thing is all of the swamp people tell you should stay in there, leave the troops there, do this. And just remember, this is a key point, all these swamp people have been wrong on everything for 50 years. Everything they've ever done was wrong. Their handling of Iraq at every step was wrong. Everything they did.
Good point there.
Their handling of Iran, Korea, always wrong, and never, ever, ever have they gotten any results. So that's another important thing to remember. Hey, the Yankees win?
Yes.
So now what's next, the World Series?
No, the American League Championship Series.
And then who do they play there?
Either Houston or Tampa Bay.
That's right.
Houston, most likely Houston.
Okay, so then they go on from there, and I'm sure they'll win, and they'll be in the World Series.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, they'll be there. And then what's going on with the Mets? They have...
They fired their manager.
Now, they're looking for a manager. There's Joe Girardi, who's probably the greatest manager not working right now.
Yeah, sure.
Right? That's the greatest manager out of work, Joe Girardi. This is typical Mets. I love the Mets, but they're trying to figure out, who could we hire? There's the greatest manager out of work in the world sitting there. Who could we hire? They're going to look around. Now, you say, well, why don't they just hire that guy? Ah, because you'd have to pay that guy a lot of
That's
money.
That's the problem, yeah.
Yeah. Well... So this is incredible strategic thinking. Well, we could get the greatest manager of all, but you have to pay him a lot of money. Who could we get that doesn't cost a lot of money? So
just promote the third base coach.
Yeah, they'll look around. Who could we get and just that wouldn't cost much? So,
well, we see how well that worked with Mickey Callaway.
Exactly. So let's see who we can get really cheap. That's remember that when you're remodeling your bathroom or something, or I could go hire the best in the world, but what would be the cheapest place we could go? So that's what Alec Baldwin did with. What did he want to do? He wanted to go tour the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he found this. What's wrong with him? He's a big superstar.
Exactly. Why couldn't he get a private tour?
They do this all the time. I mean, I've seen people do this. You call up it's the Department of Interior. Superintendent of Parks here in New York. It's a nice person who I won't mention, but you call them and they arrange for a whole tour and everything. They'll get your own private boat and bring you out there.
He went the cheap route.
So he calls Super Tours of Paramus or whatever the hell he called. He thought they're taking him on a boat, but instead they take you on it says water view of the statue.
Yeah.
But they meant they drive you in a bus to Jersey City and you look from there. So you see the back of the Statue of Liberty. You could go to Battery Park and see the front, but from there you look at the back.
Imagine.
What an idiot. Then he's all over Twitter and Yelp complaining about this.
Yeah, you get what you pay for.
Yeah, hey, just take the ferry. There's a ferry that goes right there.
That's true.
But he doesn't want to get into a crowd of normal people because that's five or six fist fights right there. So you punch nine people, that's 12 lawyers. He doesn't want to do that. Hey, Bill O'Reilly will be with us in a few moments. Check out the webpage. Some great stuff up there. Now, I'm serious about this Pelosi. She's got real problems. She's been caught insider trading. Watch this 60 Minutes piece where they caught her insider trading. And take a look at this. It's a new cartoon series based on Little Adam Schiff. Also watch this. Students are given quotes from Donald Trump. And then they talk about how disgusting it is what he said, how much they hate it. Then they're told they're actually Obama quotes. Watch their faces. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark.
Mr. New York, Mark Simone. On 710WOR.
Hey, we'll take some calls. 800-321-0710. Whatever happened to the Epstein case, Jeffrey Epstein? Is that it? Nah, the U.S. attorney, they're still working on it from what I know. But Prince Andrew, who has tried every excuse in the world, I didn't really know Epstein. I sort of knew him. I didn't know I was in his house. I didn't. What was the latest thing he tried the other day? Oh, he was caught visiting him a couple of years ago. Went to visit him, stayed in his house. Then he issued a statement a couple of days ago. The visit was to break up their friendship, to end their friendship. That's why he went there, he's claiming. So this is a big documentary coming out on Epstein that will involve Prince Andrew. So Prince Andrew, it's been revealed, has just hired a big spin doctor to help control the damage. It looks like Prince Andrew has a problem there. Let's take some calls. Let's go to John in Bohemia. Hey, John.
Yeah, hi. I just want to say the Kurds are the PKK, which is the Communist Party of Turkey. You know, they're not exactly always the good guys. They've committed terrorism. At least the media could give us both sides.
The Kurds' long history is not the type of people we would support. But there's that old who said, we have no permanent enemies, no permanent foes, just permanent interests. So sometimes it's our enemy, it's our friend, it's our enemy. So let's go to Bob in Randolph. Hey, Bob.
Hi, how are you, Mark?
Good.
Just a comment. I think the Democrat Party should change their name. They should become the Sociopath Party.
Now, you know, that's true. But they're all bad. These Republicans, these Democrats in the swamp, the worst. Let's go to Joe in Red Bank. Hey, Joe.
Yeah, how about Democrat for President Bloomberg? He changed all the interstates into bike lanes.
Yeah, that's true. He's a guy who really wants to run. And he's tried and tried and tried, but he's just too preposterous and ridiculous a figure to most people. He could get elected in New York because we've seen guys like that, but around the country, they've never seen anybody like that. Crazy, out-of-touch billionaire, no clue as to anything about normal people. I mean, for that guy who has, three planes, two helicopters, six boats, 42 cars, 11 houses, to go on TV and lecture you about you should take the bus, you got to conserve. I mean, just such a ridiculous guy. I mean, I like him. He's a nice guy, but just a ridiculous, out-of-touch guy. Imagine he passed a law how much soda you're allowed to order. So you have to do is tell people across America, while he was mayor, he passed a law on how much soda you can drink. He'll tell you how much you're allowed to drink. Hey, speaking of climate change, these Democrats, maybe the Republicans too a little, but it's mostly these Democrats, they are trying to cash in on this climate change. They will not tell you the truth about climate change. You know, to them, it's an excuse to tax, regulate, and ban stuff. But the truth is, the technology now to fix this problem is getting better and better. You got this carbon capture technology that'll take the carbon out of the air. And they've developed this technology. You can go into the ocean and remove the plastic. You can go to my Twitter, you can see some research on this. There's one company that just did the testing in one of the oceans, and it did successfully remove the plastic out of the ocean. There's all this technology being developed. You ever hear a Democrat talk about this? No, they're not looking for that kind of stuff. They don't want any solutions.
They don't want to hear that part of the story.
I don't want to hear this. This is a good excuse to tax you and regulate you to death and ban you. Hey, check out my Instagram. Some good stuff up there. I went apple picking this weekend.
Yeah, you were just complaining about it.
Making fun of it. Well, check my Instagram. There's a picture. This is how
I know how you went apple picking.
Yeah, you go to Whole Foods. Take a look at the picture. They have every kind of apple from all over the world, all in a row. They'll give you a bag. You just walk around, put all the apples in the bag. They've got a better selection than any place on earth. You don't have to drive an hour and a half to some middle of the nowhere orchard. Mark Simone, NYC at Instagram. Hey, also we had a book party, William O'Shaughnessy, the great broadcaster. But he's written these great books about all the great characters and people in New York and politics. We had a party last night, the American Yacht Club. Did you see that fireplace?
That's a huge fireplace.
It's the single greatest fireplace in New York City. It is unbelievable. Just check out my Instagram, Mark Simone, NYC at Instagram. The new Abbey Road 50th anniversary remix. Huh? Listen, it's all great, but you know what? Every time there's a remix, what's the difference? Oh, the cymbal's a little louder in it. Let me see the remix. Does it sound different?
Something in the way she moves.
Yeah.
Oh, you can hear the drums.
It's fuller. Yeah, cymbals, you hear the drums are clearer. Right.
I got to be honest, the original mix was a little better to me. That's why that was the original mix. That's why that was the one they went with. You know, you can't explain this to anybody now. You could tell people. This was a breakthrough album, as an album. You know, it's like Sinatra, Wee Small Hours of the Morning. It was a breakthrough album that revolutionized music. But you tell this to a kid today, and they go, a what? What's an album?
You're right.
You know, it was the layout of the album, how they laid out the progression of these songs. You can't even explain to a kid what an album is. Why would you have an album? Why wouldn't you just have the song you want, and you buy it, and that's it?
That's right.
Oh, hey, when we come back, Bill O'Reilly will be with us next. He's written the greatest book on Donald Trump. Next on 710 WOR, let's get the latest news. Here's Joe Bart.
Now you can catch up with what you missed from Mark Simone on demand. Catch his podcasts at 710WOR.com/Mark. Mark Simone.
On the voice of New York.
710 WOR.
Well, Bill O'Reilly, of course, number one on television for a zillion years, number one best-selling nonfiction writer in the world. His latest book, already a huge bestseller, Understanding Trump. It's probably the best book ever written about Donald Trump, and it's an incredible book. The United States of Trump, you got to get this. Also, he'll be at the Paramount in Huntington, December 15th. That's a beautiful theater. One of my favorites. The Paramount in Huntington, Sunday, December 15th. You can get the tickets right now, ParamountNY.com. You can get Bill O'Reilly's column, TV show, everything at BillO'Reilly.com. Bill O'Reilly, how you doing?
I'm all right, Mark. How about you?
Very good.
Mm-hmm. Hey,
you know Donald Trump better than anybody. The book, already a huge bestseller. When I start hearing, he's unhinged, he's gone crazy, he's off the deep end. What's the truth?
I think he's taken a battering. The last chapter in the United States of Trump, that was the first time I ever seen him get emotional. This was right after the Mueller stuff, and I think that was a great relief. But if he thought it was going to stop, he was mistaken, because now we have impeachment. So I think all of this is taking a toll on the man, as it would, I think, on any human being. Certainly Abraham Lincoln, he was the only other president to take more than Donald Trump has. And if you look at the pictures of Lincoln when he took office and then when he was assassinated, I mean, the guy aged 25 years in four. So it's not an easy thing for the president, that's for sure.
But you, this book, The United States of Trump, really gets into him, how he was raised, how he was, where does this come from, this strength that no matter how many hits you take, you don't flinch?
He's always a stubborn kid. When he was growing up in Queens, he was notorious for that. Very competitive. That, I think, is the key, that he's so competitive that he's not going to lose. They're not going to drag him down. They're not going to beat him. And he's going to come back. He has overcome adversity in a sense. He went bankrupt. We take you through that, how he got out of it. So he is a resilient man. I just wish he wouldn't bring so much of this stuff on himself. And I told him that. I said, you could cut down about 30% of the angst if you were a little bit more precise in your language. But this whole impeachment thing is a bogus bunch of garbage. I mean, I say that with certainty. I know why he made that call. He told me flat out. He thinks Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and Joe Biden did corrupt things. And he's going to get to the bottom and expose it because he doesn't believe anybody else will.
Hey, Bill O'Reilly, you used to work in all these places, CBS News, ABC News. In the old days, they were a little slanted, but they still would have done their job. Can you believe nowadays they never even ask Biden or Hunter Biden, how'd you get this job, exactly what'd you do there? There's no investigation.
It's really shocking what's happened to some of the news organizations, and it all comes from the top down. So people ought to understand that most journalists that you see on television in particular are taking orders. They're told what to do. But I just noticed that CBS bought James Comey's book and is going to make it into another, you know, mini-series. So what happens if Comey's indicted, which he could be by the Justice Department? Why would you buy a book by James Comey, CBS? I mean, you know, it to me, it is just over the top now, and next a week from tonight, you got a debate with the Democrats, and then you got New York Times, CNN moderators. They have to ask Biden about Hunter Biden and all the money that flowed into him. They have to. But don't expect any follow-ups, and you know Joe Biden's going to have his written statement. He's going to wax indignant. But that'll be the only interesting part of that debate, because I think everything's been said by now.
Yeah, but in that debate where they ask Biden and he says about Hunter, there's no evidence of wrongdoing, you think the moderator's going to jump in and say, that's because there hasn't been 1 second of investigation?
No. I haven't seen one tough follow-up question in any of the debates. I don't think that Joe Biden broke the law by doing what he did, which was facilitate his son getting in front of these people and then getting a lot of money. But certainly it was not ethical. And, you know, you're not going to see that on the other side. However, court of public opinion, Biden's been hurt. His donations are down. His poll numbers are down. He's been hurt more than Trump, in my opinion, on this whole Ukraine thing.
Yeah. Well, you should get the book, The United States of Trump. It's already a huge bestseller. It's only been out just a week or so. It's Bill O'Reilly's latest book, The United States of Trump. It's been out now. People are reading it. I think the president likes it. Otherwise, you probably would have heard something by now, wouldn't you?
Maybe. I don't know if he's, you know, I mean, Donald Trump's not a book reader. But I'm sure that some people around him have perused it. I'm sure Don Jr. read the book because he's in it prominently. I got a lot of the stuff, the inside stuff on the Trump family from Don Jr. And I assume that he has looked at it. But look, my job is to tell the truth. It's very simple. On BillO'Reilly.com, whether I'm writing books, whether I'm doing radio commentaries, whatever I'm doing, my job is to tell the truth. And I think I do it well. I've been very successful. And it hurts me that my profession has blown up. I mean, who believes the press anymore? Who?
You know, I was watching Meet the Press with this totally corrupt Chuck Todd. He is screaming at the Republican. Then they come back from the break, and John Brennan is the guest, and he's talking to him in this gentle, sweet voice. It was like Jekyll and Hyde. Are we not supposed to notice this?
Well, you know, Tim Russert used to do Meet the Press, and I had a lot of respect for Tim Russert, the late Tim Russert. He was really smart, really honest. Democrat, you know, came up with Moynihan, the senator from New York. And Russ, really, I was on the show a number of times, and he gave everybody a hard time, but he wasn't rude about it. He wasn't nasty about it. But Chuck Todd is an anti-Trump zealot. Yeah. That's who he is. There's no doubt about it. He'd say he wasn't, but then you run a tape, and you go, Chuck, come on. you know, he's making a pretty good living being an anti-Trump zealot, and that's what it comes down to, these people. Yeah. They're making money. They're on television. If he wasn't an anti-Trump zealot, he wouldn't be in that job. NBC wouldn't put him in there. They want, and the only show that they have that doesn't have an anti-Trump zealot fronting it is Lester Holt. Look, Lester Holt, I work with him at Channel 2. I know him really well. He doesn't like Trump. I wouldn't say he likes him, but he doesn't go out of his way to cheap shot him. Would you cede me that?
Yeah, well, I'll cede you. Everybody that knows him likes him, and he says he's a fair guy. I think he's kind of in a hostage situation over there where he's working.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's fronting the evening news. All the people he's working with are liberal, but he resists the cheap shot.
Yeah, I'll give you that. That's
okay.
Hey, now, if you haven't gotten it yet, get Bill O'Reilly's new book, highly recommended, The United States of Trump. This is the best book ever written on Donald Trump. Order the book right now, Amazon or BillO'Reilly.com. Also, Bill O'Reilly will be at the Paramount in Huntington. That's kind of like the Carnegie Hall of Long Island. It's a beautiful place. I love that place.
It really is a great place. The Irish guys who run it are good guys. We're going to have a blast. I mean, it's we're going to take a lot of questions from the audience about, you know, the tour is called Understanding Trump. We just sold out in California, of all places. We sold out in Boston. We're doing really well. People really, not pro-Trumpers so much, but the regular folks, they got a lot of questions about Donald Trump. And they're not being answered in the media. So I'll answer them. You know, show up, and we'll do it in a fun way, an interesting way. So we're looking forward to that on December 15th.
Yeah, it's Sunday, December 15th. But get the tickets now, because he always sells out. So you go to Paramount.
Yeah, and it's good Christmas and Hanukkah gifts, pre-gifts, you know. Get that out of the way. Come on.
ParamountNY.com. So you go see him at the Paramount. They opened this new, the Paramount opened the big restaurant bar next door, the Spotlight. It's beautiful. So ParamountNY.com. Get the book. It's called The United States of Trump. You just go to BillO'Reilly.com. You can get the TV show, the column, the book, tickets, everything there. What do you got on TV tonight?
Well, we're going to get into this Schiff thing, Adam Schiff.
Yeah.
I mean, haven't we reached ass with this man? I mean, really, you know? He holds back the whistleblower for, what, 18 days? I mean, this is outrageous. Where is the House Ethics Committee on this guy?
Exactly. That's why you want to be watching tonight. Just go to BillO'Reilly.com. Get the book, The United States of Trump. Tickets for the Paramount. BillO'Reilly.com. Hey, Bill O'Reilly, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for helping me out, Mark. And we'll talk soon.
All right.
Bye.
Talk to you soon. Everybody check out the webpage. A lot of good stuff up there. Hey, they all got relatives, corruption, crap going on, all of these people. Watch this 60 Minutes catches Nancy Pelosi engaged in insider trading. Also, watch this, Adam Schiff, a new cartoon series based on him. And then check out, students are told these terrible quotes from Donald Trump, and they talk about how much they hate them, how awful they are. Then they're told they're actually Obama quotes. Watch their faces. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark.